Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this is not going to be the, like, I was going to do an official, like, 10-year anniversary all-day live stream. Swishfish, thank you so much, man. Give me one sec. I was going to do an all-day, like, Wednesday live stream because I thought maybe my parents were going to babysit today all day. But they couldn't and they shouldn't because they watched my daughter for almost a week while me and my wife were in Chicago. So my plan today was to do an all-day 10 anniversary live stream. Unfortunately, I'm going to do about like 30 minutes to an hour. Oh, it is 10:30. It's not the afternoon. It's the morning. Good morning. So this is just going to be a little, 30 minute to an hour live stream where I talk about the past 10 years. Hang out a little bit. We'll shoot the shit. I'll tell you what's been my favorite ups and downs over these 10 years. Why I'm glad I did the channel the way that I did. So let's hang out a little bit, man. Welcome. When is the first time that you discovered this little goofy ass, YouTube channel? I started it in 2011. Duh, 10 years, right? Actually, my first upload was September 27th, 2011. So 10 years and 2 days. I had a big plan. I wanted to do like a big, 10-year anniversary video. I wanted to do an all-day 10-year anniversary live stream. Unfortunately, as most of you guys know, I don't upload very often and I don't have much time nowadays. So that all that fell through. I'm still planning on working on a 10-year anniversary video and an all-day 10-year anniversary live stream. But sometimes the big things that you want to do and you plan on doing just fall out of your brain and
10 years.
All of a sudden shit compiles on itself.
Chill streams and for being a voice of reason in this crazy fandom, clinking beer mugs. Started out writing a birthday message before I realized what the hell I was doing.
Nice. Vince, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that swish. And Vince, I don't know if you can tell it in my voice. I got a little bit of a cold. It is not COVID. Me and my wife tested. We actually took our daughter to the doctor because she had a little bit of a fever a couple days ago. And they tested her for COVID, flu, and strep, and it was none of those. And the doctor was just like, yeah, just give it 24 hours, it'll be gone. And it was. None of us, it's not that. I'll tell you what, testing a toddler for strep and COVID fucking sucks, man. Like, having this thing stuck up your nose and then this thing stuck down your throat and not knowing what the hell is going on. I felt so bad, but... Anyway, Swish says, happy tenner, can't stay, but have a fiver. Also, bad news, no longer on the MMO team. We'll keep you posted as we go. Happy anniversary. Oh, that sucks, man. I hope it was an all right leaving of the MMO team, but is the game, like, no longer in development, or are you just off the team? Keep an eye on the chat. Swish also says, I remember the olden days when you were a huge jerk, definitely part of the fandom, as we call it, but you... like a lot of us grew up, gives me hope. I was never a part of any goofy-ass group, that's for sure. I don't like being a part of ideological groups, even when it comes to, ideology or politics or religion. I'm not going to join a fan group on the internet. But yeah, I mean, like, Swish, my early videos for sure had a very angry video game nerd quality to them. I think maybe people took it more serious than it was intended to be taken. A lot of it was character. A lot of it was, like, exaggeration. And a lot of it was me just being an idiot on the internet, you know? I think 10 years... your personality ebbs and flows over those 10 years. And so does your art, the things that you make, you know, the things that you talk about. Maybe you get a little more serious in, as you age. Man, cheers, Swish. I appreciate that. I've left the team. Game is in development. All good. Roger that. A lot of people discovered it before The Force Awakens came out. So, yeah, what's really cool, man, is I started the channel in 2011, and forgive me if you guys have heard this. I'm going to talk about my favorite times on the channel and when I started it, why I started it. So I started it again in 2011, and it was because of the really the Star Wars Blu-ray box set that I started this thing. I was on a military deployment, and whenever we pulled into port, I would find some Wi-Fi. You know, I'd talk to my wife on the Wi-Fi. We would Skype, and I would also look at like the latest Star Wars news when it came to this Blu-ray box set. Yeah, so I knew it was coming out. I got home from deployment, got out of the military, lived off of deployment money for months, and then the Blu-ray box set came out. I went to a midnight release party at this place called Movie Stop. So like a bunch of Star Wars fans were there to get this Blu-ray box set at midnight. Just a random midnight. And you know, got it, took it home, and saw that there were even more changes than there were on the special editions, and then, you know, around that time I was like, you know what, I see Angry Video Game Nerd, I see Red Letter Media, I see a bunch of other people on YouTube talking about things, why can't I talk about Star Wars in the same way? So, put on my old Greedo mask, and the rest is history, I guess, right? But yeah, it's cool. I started it in 2011, which is a year before Disney acquired the franchise. So I started the channel a year before we ever knew that new Star Wars was on the horizon, right? So I was just making goofy videos about random shit. You know, a stormtrooper going to the office, talking about some Star Wars changes, making goofy skits. And then, boom, all of a sudden, I had a lot of stuff to talk about. And the channel wasn't monetized for years. So, like, I was just doing it for fun. You know, working another job and just doing Hello Greedo on and off for fun, making a couple videos in a month, maybe. And not much has really changed in terms of that, right? I still make, like, a couple videos, maybe one video a month. I'm not a very prolific YouTuber. that's for sure, right? That's another thing I'll talk about in a bit. But Vince, thank you so much. 10 years, thanks for all the great content, chill streams, and being a voice of reason in this crazy fandom. Started out writing a birthday message before I realized what the hell I was doing. My birthday is in about 7 months. I appreciate it anyway, man. But yeah, Vince. The streams is something that I started in. I think I really started streaming in 2017. I think it was a little after The Last Jedi came out is when I started streaming. It's been a huge part of the channel ever since. It's not something that I ever thought I would really get into, because I'd never had a Twitch account and YouTube and streaming weren't really a huge thing back then, at least that I was familiar with. I grew to really love it, and it's been one of my honestly one of my favorite aspects of the channel, in its entire history. I love it. It's fun, man. It's good to shoot the shit. But cheers, Vince. I appreciate that, man. So I said, you know, I started the channel a year before Disney acquired the franchise, and obviously the biggest boom came in terms of, you know, the build up for The Force Awakens, and that's some time that that's a very specific few years that I'm very nostalgic of. I have great memories of, because it's weird. Like, I associate cooler weather for whatever reason with the build up of to The Force Awakens and this huge buildup of this channel talking about Star Wars. So, like, whenever the fall comes around and we get to Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, I have memories of, like, being in my old house the first house that me and my wife owned, or in our first condo that we owned, and opening up our windows and letting the cool, like, fall breeze blow through, and me standing in front of my green screen. And it's weird, man. I'm sure you guys have very similar feelings when it comes to certain parts of your life or certain memories, but it's weird. I can picture being in our first condo, our first townhouse, with the windows open, making YouTube videos in like 2013, talking about this new Star Wars movie that's coming out. Yeah, it's really great memories of those times. And yeah, it was so much fun. It's so much fun to kind of look back and see the build up, the journey to that, to what was to come with The Force Awakens. And when The Force Awakens came out, the night that it came out, I was actually, so I went and saw it at like 7 p.m. with my buddy and my wife and some other friends. And then I came home, made a video, and me and my buddy actually had to hop in the car to drive to North Georgia, which was like 7 hours away, maybe longer than that, maybe 8 or 9 hours away, to go to a bachelor party, one of my best bud's bachelor parties. Yeah, it was a very, very late night, but it was fun. But anyway, Hugo, thank you so much for the channel support as well. Congrats on 10 years. Still remember the first video I saw about Death Star DLC for Battlefront. Good times. Anyway, here's to 10 more. Cheers, Hugo. Thanks, man. Yeah, that's another aspect of it. So, like, the build-up to the movies, but also, you know, Battlefront 2015, which is hard to believe it's been that long. And then Battlefront 2017, Battlefront 2. Jedi Fallen Order, all the, you know, those games, building up to them, the anticipation, becoming an EA game changer and going out to Los Angeles and San Francisco to play them before the games came out, to record footage. Like, it's so mind-blowing that I've had these opportunities. Just, like, it's weird. It's also weird for me because I don't feel like I try that hard. Does that make sense? Like, I make a couple video. If I'm lucky, I make one or two videos a month. If I'm lucky. I feel like I don't feel worthy of having that opportunity. Because I'm not a very, like I said, I'm not a very prolific YouTuber. It's not my main thing. It's not, I'm never trying to make it my main thing. It's just this fun, goofy thing that I do on the side. And holy shit, now I'm going out to San Francisco to play Battlefront 2. What? Huh? Like, it's so mind-blowing to me that I've had that opportunity. I've never... Yeah, it's weird. It's always been maybe a little bit of... Or a heavy dose of, and maybe it's healthy, imposter syndrome, you know? Which a lot of people... If there's a pill that... Some people need a pill that gives them imposter syndrome on the internet. Some people need a good healthy dose of imposter syndrome on the old YouTube. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's all fucking mind blowing to me still to this day. But Tollyman15, thank you so much for the channel support as well. Tolly says, can't believe this channel is 10 years old and I've been watching for 9 of those 10 years. I was in 7th grade then and I'm 22 and a journalist. That is crazy, man. That more than anything, Tolly, that really blows my mind. Like, so I started this thing when I was 25. I'm 35 now. And to know that there were kids who were, like, you were in 7th grade. You were 12 years old. And you're 22 now. You're a completely different human being. You've already lived two different lives. You know what I mean? You're 12 years old and you're 22. That is a huge difference for a human being, right? That really blows my mind. That gap of time, especially, it blows my mind for me, 25 to 35. But that gap of time is crazy too. Way crazier. And also maybe like you saw the evolution of what I was doing and who I was and am and. I don't know. Maybe it was cool for you to see too. But cheers, Tali. I appreciate the channel support. Thanks for watching all these 9 goofy ass years. But yeah, man. Hugo says, I think it's because you don't take it that seriously that we like it. It's just a cool ride we're all going on. Yeah, that's a very good point too. Yeah, maybe that's its staying power, especially for me. That's a good point because I've never taken it that serious. It's always just been fun. It's always been kind of like a secondary gig or something that I do on the side of my main, whether it be whatever job I'm working on, or, you know, right now with EMT, EMT certified, being an EMT, and also, you know, finishing up the fire academy. Like, it's all, like, I've always had main things that I do. And then Hello Greedo has always been like a quarter of what I do, right? In the grand scheme of things, maybe less. And for me, that's a very healthy way to do YouTube, because it allows me to not take it that serious. It allows me to have more fun with it, in my opinion. Like, I have mad respect for people who make really good videos about really interesting topics, and they're very thoughtful in their video making, I suppose. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who just kind of like pump out bullshit. There's no reason to fact check. They just pump out bullshit, say whatever bullshit they think is true. Bullshit upon bullshit upon bullshit until you're standing on a big pile of bullshit waffles. And I have zero respect for those people. You know what I mean? Like, it's just this algorithm chasing, this monetization chasing. You know, I got to get that ad revenue chasing. And for me, that's gross as fuck. And I've never wanted to be that. I've never wanted to do that. So it's been very healthy. Oh, one sec.
2014, I was 14, just starting high school. Now I am a college dropout, making more than someone with a degree at 21 years old as auto tech in my own apartment, saving for a house and dream cars.
Nice. Robin, hell yeah. Congratulations. Robin, thank you so much, man. Give me one sec. But yeah, that's, I think for me, it's been very healthy these past 10 years to not take it serious, not feel like I need to report on every little tiny nugget of news or bullshit that comes across the fandom, and maybe upload once or twice a month. You know what I mean? To me, that's a very healthy way to do YouTube. And that's just me. That's just me. I've never wanted to fall into the rage pool. I've never wanted to, like, feel the need to make videos. I'm very happy that I've done it this way, you know, because it'd be very easy to just kind of pump shit out every single day. I would be very sick of it very quick. You know, to me, the fun of Hello Greedo is more important than the views or the money, you know. Anyway, Robin, thank you so much for the channel support. Robin says, when I started watching in 2014, I was just 14, starting high school. Now I'm a college dropout making more than someone with a degree at 21 years old as auto tech in my own apartment, saving for a house and dream cars. Love you, bro. Dude, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. What made you drop out? What were you going for in school? In auto tech, like, you don't have to get too specific with it if you don't want, but I'm curious what that all entails. But yeah, you were 14 years old, 2014, probably watching in the build-up of The Force Awakens, right? I don't know. I don't even know what I was talking about. Maybe, like, casting news or something like that, talking about what I thought was going to happen, which I didn't really do too much back in the day. I never did that many speculation videos. Occasionally, I would. Maybe, like, in 5 years or so. Dude, congratulations. I know college isn't for everybody. And it wasn't for me back when I was your age. You said you're 21 years old now. It seems like you got a good head on your shoulders for sure. You got your own apartment. You're saving for a house and dream cars. That's huge. When I was 21, I had just enlisted. And I didn't know. Even then, that's a huge decision, right? But even then, I had no idea what the hell I wanted to do. So you're 21, you seem to have your shit together. It's impressive. That's great. You could probably give a lot of people advice, right? But again, Robin, that's crazy for me to think about. Like, you were 14 when you started watching this dumb old YouTube channel. Now you're 21. That is a huge difference. When I think back on when I was 14 years old and when I was 21 years old, that 7-year difference is way bigger to me than from when I was 21 years old to when I'm now 35 years old. Does that make sense? Almost two times longer between 21 and 35, but it feels like less of a change. Maybe because booze. I don't know. But it feels like less of a change than 14 to 21. You know what I mean? But Robin, thank you so much for the ridiculous, generous channel support. I appreciate the hell out of that. And, yeah, man, congratulations on the success. If you, it's great that you seem to have your head on your shoulders at 21. That's way, you're ahead of the curve, man. You're ahead of the curve for sure. But, and you can always go back to school, right? You can always go back to school. That's the thing. Dude, I'm 35. I've been in school for almost a year now. I'm starting an entire new career at the age of 35, right?
Happy 10 year, HG. Time sure flies. Feels like yesterday I stumbled upon a strange video with a guy wearing a Greedo mask, pretending to be Trump. You have come a long way since and I'm glad to follow. Eel toast to you, your family, and the channel.
Sappity, ridiculously generous super chat and channel support, my friend. I greatly appreciate that. Give me one sec. But yeah, Robin, like I'm 35, starting a new career, been in school for this career for about a year now, almost a year. You know, I'm almost, there's only one person in my class that's older than me. You know, I'm 35, he's 38, and most of the other people in our class are like 19, 20, 21. The vast majority. So we're like starting an entirely new career, a new life, going to school again, maybe, you know, doing something that we say we should have done 10 years ago, but you're never done. You can always go back, right? If you want to get that degree, if you want to start something new. Yeah, man. Yeah. I was automotive, but realized experience mattered more than schooling in my field. I started watching your prequel reviews videos. Nice, man. Nice. Nice. Hell yeah, Robin. Anyway, I appreciate that. Keep it up. And Sappity, thank you so much for the ridiculously generous super chat and channel support. I greatly appreciate that. Sappity says, happy 10-year HG. Time flies. Sure flies. Feels like yesterday I stumbled upon a strange video with a guy wearing a Greedo mask pretending to be drunk. The Greedo mask, the original Greedo mask, some of you might remember, had bandages and band-aids all over it and glue that was trying to hold it together because it had basically disintegrated in a hot Florida attic for a few years. Anyway, pretending to be a drunk, you have come a long way since and I'm glad to follow. I'll toast to you, your family, and the channel. Cheers, Sappity. I appreciate the hell out of that, man. It feels like yesterday for me too. It feels like I said earlier, Sappity, I don't know if you were here for this, but dude, I have like fond, vivid memories of being in me and my wife's first condo. So the evolution of the Hello Greedo YouTube channel when it comes to living conditions, it started in a condo. Then it moved to a house that me and my wife bought. Then it moved to my parents' house because we lived with my parents for about 6 months while our new house was being built. And now it's in our new house, and this is going to be our home for, I guess, 18 years until my daughter's out of the house. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, I have vivid memories of starting this channel with that Greedo mask, Sappity. In that condo with the windows open. It was starting to cool off outside. I was making videos. It was late 2011. I don't even think I owned a green screen at that time. No, I didn't. I bought a green screen maybe like 6 months after I started the channel. I was just rotoscoping, and I was learning all these new, I was learning video editing. I had no idea how to video edit. I had never done it before. It feels like yesterday too, Sappity. It feels like yesterday for sure. But, cheers, man. I appreciate that. It's come a long way for sure. It's also kind of neat to think back on the, I guess the 10 years, the milestones, the places I've been, the things that I've done, the, you know, the milestones in the past 10 years. Obviously, the channel and everything that's come with it, you know, the trips that I've taken because of it, the people that I've met because of it, all that kind of stuff is awesome. But, you know, outside of the channel, you know, getting out of the military, getting married, working a couple graphic design jobs, basically starting my own graphic design business, doing freelancing for years until COVID hit and that basically disintegrated. Getting married, buying two houses, becoming a dad, writing a book, just so many cool things that becoming an EMT, becoming a firefighter, you know, all these crazy, fun, cool variations among themselves, big time, opportunities and thing accomplishments in the past 10 years. Has been kind of mind-blowing, you know. Meanwhile, this little YouTube channel was always kind of a little in my pocket, just kind of sitting there, and I would always, you know, come back to it and have a little bit of fun with it. It's cool, man. But anyway, Sappity, cheers, man. I greatly appreciate that. Hope you're doing well. I don't know if you guys heard me at the beginning of the stream. The 10-year anniversary was 2 days ago. I was out of town when it hit. I had big plans to like make a 10-year anniversary video and do an all-day 10-year anniversary stream. I wasn't able to, but I'm still working on it. The video is not going to be anything crazy, but the stream I'm planning on next Wednesday. Let me look at the date of that. Make sure I'm. That's true. Next Wednesday is October 6th. Okay, so, yeah, next Wednesday, I'm planning on doing an... Ooh, I don't know if that's going to work either. Usually on Wednesdays, my parents babysit my daughter all day. But I think they might be out of town next Wednesday. So, I don't think that's going to work. So, the 10-year anniversary stream, the all-day 10-year anniversary stream might have to be October 13th. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah. I'll do it eventually. And it'll be filled with stories, and it'll be filled with video games, and it'll be filled with maybe reading passages from Sorry About the Mess, and talking about what I would have changed, and it'll be talking about movies and Star Wars changes, and my views on the prequels over the years, and how I think the sequels will be received years from now. It'll be fun! We can all dress up and maybe I'll hop on my webcam and do a face reveal. Nah, just kidding. Anyway, yeah, maybe I will. Wouldn't that be fun, huh? Robbie the third? Or is it Robbie three? I'm just going to say Robbie. Robbie, Jake, and Hugo, thank you guys so much for the channel support this morning. A full reading of Sorry About the Mess and Jar Jar voice. There you go, Vince. Robbie says, been here since the start. LOL, 10 years, good Lord. Your content has gotten me through some tough times. Thank you so much for it all. I appreciate that, man. I've heard that from people that this little goofy channel is... been something that they've been like a kind of a fun little consistent thing that they've been able to talk, especially when we were building up to the sequel trilogy, right? People really got into it and it was kind of like a little bit of escapism for what they were whatever they were experiencing in life, right? And also for me, Robbie, like the channel has always been a little outlet when maybe some certain times are tough, or you know, something's going on in life, or you know, me and my wife have had a few miscarriages, and this sometimes it's just kind of nice to hop on a fucking microphone and vent or talk about Star Wars, you know, some inconsequential bullshit to take your mind off of bad stuff that's happening in life, right? I'm with you, man. It's if this channel has ever been a little bit of little therapeutic for you, trust me, it's been very therapeutic for me as well. So I appreciate you sharing that. I appreciate you telling me that. But yeah, 10 years? Good Lord indeed, Robbie. Where the hell does the time go? Before I know it, I'm going to snap my fingers. It's going to be 10 years in the future. My daughter's going to be 13, and we're going to be talking on the 20th anniversary of this damn channel. Right? But cheers, man. Thanks for sticking around for 10 years. Here's to 10 more. And Jake33W, thank you so much. Jake says, happy 10 years, man. Time really does fly. Star Wars has always been an important part of my life and made me discover my passion for filmmaking. And this channel helped with that those many years ago. Absolutely. I mean, it goes without saying, Star Wars has been... If you're watching this channel, right? If you're on YouTube talking about Star Wars and you follow this channel... For me, Star Wars really did introduce me into kind of a broad love of movies and filmmaking and, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm sure most modern filmmakers, whether they grew up watching Star Wars or maybe it was just a huge inspiration on how they wanted to make movies... I'd be very surprised to find somebody who, Star Wars wasn't a heavy influence, on why they got into the industry, you know, but, yeah, Jake, it's been an important part of my life too. and what's really cool, Jake, is so obviously the channel started because of my love for the original trilogy and what I didn't like about the special editions. That's really about it, right? It wasn't until a little bit later I started talking about the prequels, and even then, you know, people know me as like the prequel hater, but if you look back at my videos, like in the past 10 years, I've maybe made 6 prequel videos, maybe 6 in 10 years. So like, I think that gets exaggerated quite a bit, but hey, whatever, man, it's the internet. People are going to make up shit about you. I mean, I've never been a big fan of the movies, but again, 6 videos in 10 years. Hey, whatever. But what's really fun for me, Jake, is how this channel has kind of... It allowed me to broaden my view of what Star Wars is to people. Especially younger people. Because when I started this channel 10 years ago... Dude, you could not find positive comments when it came to the prequels or the special editions even in my comment section. 10 years ago, it was nothing but like disdain and eye rolling and people not liking them whatsoever. And then now 10 years later, dude, there's just a resurgence. Not a resurgence, that's the wrong word. There's a tsunami, a wave of people, kids really, who grew up with the prequels, were a little too young 10 years ago, or when those prequel movies came out, you know, a little too young to talk about them on the internet and defend what they love. But nowadays, you know, in 2021, those folks are on the internet, or even 2017, you know, I mean, I started seeing it probably around 2016, 2017, but this huge wave of kids who grew up, had a voice on the internet and started defending what they loved. And, you know, while I don't really agree with a lot of their views, I love kind of seeing that, you know, I love seeing that because, you get to see Star Wars from a different perspective, you know, a completely different generation than yours, experiencing a very different vision of Star Wars than my original Star Wars was. And I grew up around people who hated those damn movies. I grew up going to comic shops in Atlanta, Georgia, where you'd hear nothing about people complaining about those movies and hating on them. And now you're on the internet and so many people are defending them and telling them that they're great. And I might not agree with them, but I like seeing it. Yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, Jake. And it's the same thing with... Sorry, guys. I got a sniffles. It's not COVID. Me, my wife, and my daughter got tested. I said this at the beginning of the stream. And if you ever want to feel bad, take your 3-year-old to the doctor and have them do a strep test and a COVID test. And it's not fun. We gave her ice cream that night. Telemook, is that what it's called? Telemook? That ice cream? I don't know how to pronounce it. But, the channel has also allowed me to kind of experience the Clone Wars, too. I never would have watched the Clone Wars without viewers telling me to watch the Clone Wars. That was in 2017 is when I started watching the Clone Wars. People in live streams and stuff like that started telling me to check it out. You know, give it a chance, give it a chance, give it a chance. And I did. And I got to experience Star Wars in a very different light, through a very different generation, honestly's eyes. You know, it's cool. But anyway, Jake, I appreciate the channel support. Cheers, man. And Hugo says, just going through old Greedo videos, just maybe do another Inside Star Wars series, maybe burn Jar Jar on the grill along the way too. Nice. I forgot about that. Turning them into melted plastic. That was a stupid thing, Hugo, because I used that grill a lot for Jacksonville Jaguar tailgating games outside of the stadium. And I had to scrape Jar Jar off of it. Yeah, I've always wanted to do an Inside Star Wars holiday special video. I always thought that would be fun. I've never done it. I guess we're almost there again. I guess it's almost time for the holiday special discussion again. Time flies. I feel like every single year for the past 10 years, Hugo, I've been like, yeah, I'm going to make an Inside Star Wars the holiday special video. And I just never have. Maybe this year is the year. Maybe this is the year. Maybe. We'll see. But anyway, I appreciate that, Hugo. Some of my old videos I really like, I like the first Imperial Paper Pusher. It is goofy and very inappropriate, and it's short, which is good. I have fond memories of making that video. I love my A Stormtrooper's Guide to the Universe. Is that what it's called? Let me see. A Stormtrooper's Guide to the Universe. Is that what it's called? Yeah, okay, that video was uploaded, but wow, before The Force Awakens came out, February 2015. I'll link this video. If anybody wants to watch a video from 2015, it was fun to make, and it's just kind of a nod to one of my favorite subjects, astronomy and space exploration. 2015. I was a chunky monkey, man. I can see it. Yeah, watch that video. That's a fun video if you've never seen it. Yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, Hugo. Yeah, maybe I will do it. Maybe I will do it. Claydol, thank you so much for the channel support, and Alessio. Claydol and Alessio. Claydol says, happy 10 years, man. I was 12 when I started watching your vids, and now I'm moving out for the first time. Your videos help me be comfortable with my own voice and options as kid. Opinions, I'm guessing. Thanks, rock on, man. That's awesome. Again, 12 years old, and now you're moving out. That's mind-blowing to think about. I'm trying to think, Claydol, I'm trying to think about something that I watched when I was 12 that I was still watching when I was like 22. In terms of like, there wasn't really nothing on the internet like that. I mean, you had Homestar Runner, but I don't think it was out when I was 12. I don't know. That's mind blowing for me to think about, Claydol. Absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, like, I've been watching Angry Video Game Nerd for over 10 years. And that, I mean, that blows my mind, too. I guess it's kind of the same, but I wasn't that young. Yeah. Well, you said the channel is, the videos have helped you get comfortable with your own voice and opinions as a kid. This channel has helped me and my, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking at? Communication, I guess? Being able to, especially on a microphone, talk and poorly give my opinions. Yeah, the channel has definitely given me the ability to be a little more comfortable in my thought and not, like, shy away from telling people how I feel about certain things or whatnot, which is ultimately a good thing, you know. Yeah, it's
happy 10 years, dude. first video watched was A Stormtrooper's Guide to the Universe, Down the Rabbit Hole. You've been a massive inspiration to me, and thank you for all the laughs and the no-nonsense BS. Beer Fund.
Beer Fund, thank you so much, Mr. St. Jake. I greatly appreciate that, man. Give me one sec. Cladle. Whatever this channel has done when it comes to the comfort of your own voice and your opinions, it has done tenfold for me as well. So, cheers. Here's to another 10, Cladle. Thanks for hanging out all these years, man. And, it means a lot. It means a lot. Still doesn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense. And, like, I've worked a bunch of jobs. I've done a bunch of things, but nothing has been consistent in my life. I mean, I've been with my wife since 2008. So that's the longest consistent thing I've had in my life. But when it comes to quote unquote jobs or work or things that I do, there's nothing that compares to Hello Greedo. 10 years, man. Crazy. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll do the firefighter thing for 10 years. Who knows where I'll be in another 10 years? Who knows? Who knows, man? Crazy. Alessio M, thank you so much for the channel support. Alessio says, where to go? Alessio says, congrats on 10 years, Greedo. Growing up with Stars the Clone Wars as a kid/teen is awesome. Seeing you finally watch it, keep up the great work. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, I have to say another thank you to all the people who told me to watch that damn show. You know, Alessio, like, if it wasn't for the kids who grew up with that show or the prequels, growing up to have a voice on the internet and telling my dumb ass to watch the Clone Wars, I definitely would never have watched it. There's no question in my mind I never would have watched it, you know. So I a big thank you to everyone who told me to watch that show, because it
cheers to
again,
10 years
it, oh, one sec.
I started watching when I was about 22, in college, living at home. Now, graduated, got married, bought a house and started my career.
Cheers!
Time flies. Congrats on the milestone.
Time flies. And clinkin' beer mugs indeed, Josh. Thanks, man. Give me one sec. And Tommy, give me one sec as well. But yeah, Alessio, thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in all these years. Thanks for being a part of the push to make my dumbass watch the Clone Wars and experience Star Wars in a different way. Cheers, man. Mr. St. Jake, it's always good to see you. Happy 10 years, dude. First video watched was The Stormtrooper's Guide to the Universe. That's a good one to start on. Down the rabbit hole. You've been a massive inspiration to me, and thank you for all the laughs and the no-nonsense bullshit beer fun. Dude, thanks for the beer fun. I appreciate that. We went to, I'll have to tell you, we went to, basically I spent the past 4 days just in Chicago boozing with some of my oldest friends. One of my best buds getting married in Chicago, and it was so much fun, man. Seeing some of my oldest buddies and, you know, getting pizza and beer and waking up and getting brunch and Bloody Marys and taking some boat tours around the city, and it was a good time. It went by so fast, but those kind of trips always do, right, man? But so your first video, I didn't realize that your first video was A Stormtrooper's Guide to the Universe. Just talked about that. That's one of my favorite videos I've ever made. Yeah, looking back, it's super cheesy. I would have done it different nowadays. Which I'm glad I'm glad I did it the way that I did it, but it's, that video is kind of a lightning in a bottle, like a very specific time in my life where, that's all I thought about, all I talked about, you know? Maybe I'll do a part two. Maybe I'll do a part two of A Stormtrooper's Guide to the Universe, right? Pick on Insta. Oh, nice. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Huh. Nice. That's cool that was the first video of mine that you watched too, because that was uploaded in February of 2015, and you probably could have watched 100, you know, build-up videos to The Force Awakens, but your first one was maybe the most thoughtful video I've ever made. But, yeah, man, that's awesome. Thank you for the support this morning, man. No nonsense bullshit as well, for sure. I am allergic to bullshit. I don't like bullshit. I don't know if you guys knew that. But I don't like bullshit. We're going out of town again, man. In about a week and a half. Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. We're flying up to Cincinnati for my cousin's wedding. So that beer fund is going to go right into... We're renting up, my big extended family, we're all renting a house. That is going to go directly into some local Cincinnati beer for the big community family house. So I appreciate that, man. Cheers indeed. I don't know if you can hear that. That's not a beer. It's 11 in the morning. That's my Gatorade water bottle. The squirt ones that the football players have on the sidelines. Yeah. Anyway. Tommy and Josh, thank you guys so much. Let's see, what time is it? It's 11:18. Okay, I gotta leave in about 40 minutes, so I should probably hop off soon. Yeah, I gotta leave and pick up my daughter from school. I told her I was gonna make her, she was a little sad going to school today because me and my wife were out of town for about 5 days, and she's like worried that she doesn't want us to leave again, you know, so she was pretty sad going to school today. She wanted to stay home. She went to school on Monday. She did not go to school on Tuesday because my wife kept her home to just stay home with her because we haven't seen her in a while. But she did go to school this morning, and she was a little sad. So I told her I was going to make her a big vanilla milkshake. I told her I was going to make her a chocolate milkshake, but she said she wanted vanilla milkshake. So she's like her dad. If I have a choice between vanilla or chocolate, I choose vanilla. She's like her dad, it seems. Anyway, Tommy, thank you so much, man. Tommy says, hey, Greedo, happy 10 years. I'm thankful I've been around for 7 of them. Thank you for all the inspiration and fun. I've always wondered, what font do you use for the channel? I love your graphics. Thank you. Well, thanks for, I've been seeing Tommy for years. All these familiar faces, man. It's always good to see you guys. And it's always my, sometimes it's like, sometimes I think of, like, I mean, sorry. Like, Mr. St. Jake there, you know, been seeing him for years, and it's fucking mind-blowing to me that we've had these interactions with so many folks all over the years, from, you know, so many variations of this channel, so many different movies, things to talk about. It's just absolutely mind-blowing. I don't even know how to put it into words, how to say thank you. But yeah, Tommy, so the font that I use is called primarily, let me look it up. Oswald, is it Oswald font? Yeah, primarily the font that I use is called Oswald, like Lee Harvey Oswald. Oh, that's a bad example. Oswald is the font that I really like to use quite a bit. It's just really clean. Another one is... Oh, one sec.
Congrats on the milestone, man. You've been one of the biggest inspirations behind wanting to start my own channel, so thank you very much. Like I tell my GM,
nice.
Milkshakes are good for the soul.
Not good for the heart, though. Steve, I appreciate that. Jacob, Lego, and Steve, give me one sec, guys. Let me find the exact font. So there's really two fonts that I use, Tommy. So Oswald is one of them. I'm going to type him in the chat. Oswald, just so I don't know if... and the other one is called, like... There, I posted it in the chat. I use that font a lot. I just like it because it's clean and sleek. Let me find the other one. What is the other one called? It starts with a B. And my computer is chugging. One sec. Come on, computer. Come on, computer. There we go. Okay. The other font is called Bevis New. Let me. Let me make sure I'm spelling this correctly. Okay, yeah. Here and the other font right there, I just typed it in the chat, Tommy. Yeah, those are the two fonts that I primarily use on the channel. Oswald and that Bevis New. I don't know how to pronounce that, but I think that's, let's see. Yeah. Yep, those are the two fonts that I primarily use. They're just, you know, they're just really sleek and clean. But yeah, no problem, man. No problem. Yeah, anyway, I appreciate that, Tommy. Cheers, man. Thanks for the support. Josh Gonzalez, Jacob at Lego, and Steven. Thank you guys as well. After these, I'm gonna have to hop off. Again, if you weren't here at the beginning, I said, you know, the 10-year anniversary of the channel was about a couple days ago. It was on the 27th. Today is the 29th. I was out of town. I had big aspirations and plans to make a 10-year anniversary video and do a 10-year all-day live stream. Neither of those happened. They will happen eventually. They will happen. Maybe next Wednesday. If I can't, the following Wednesday. Really, Wednesdays are the only day that I can do all-day streams. But it will absolutely happen soon. So this is a little... This is a little teaser. This is a, hey, I'm back in town. Holy shit, it's been 10 years teaser for the all-day live stream. Anyway. Josh Gonzalez says, cheers to 10 years HG. I started watching when I was about 22 in college, living at home. Now graduated, got married, bought a house, and started my career. Time flies. Congrats on the milestone. Cheers, man. Yeah, these milestones, well, yeah, life milestones, life changes, giant things that we do. You know, in the past 10 years, it's mind blowing. So you got college, living at home, now graduated with married, bought a house, started a career, time flies. No kidding, man. Yeah. The past 10 years have been a complete whirlwind of things that I've done and accomplishments and ups and downs. And one constant has been this channel, you know, this little thing that's always been kind of a little, you know, just a little side thing that's always been over my shoulder. You know, whenever I wanted to, I came back to it, made a couple videos, did a live stream or two. You know, this little fun thing, this little fun project. Yeah, it's been great. Anyway, I appreciate it. Josh is, yeah, so many familiar faces. I mean, Josh has been around for years. It's always good to see everybody. Good to see you, Josh. Congratulations on those, your own personal milestones as well. Jacob William. Thank you so much. Jacob says, congrats on 10 years. I was 11 when I started watching you. Now I'm 21. Just had my first bar experience. It was great. Ah! Nice, man. 11 years old to 21. That is probably the biggest gap of human being you can... Like, a life experience you can go through, right? 11 years old to 21 years old. That is a huge difference. I hope your bar experience was pleasant. I hope it wasn't too, I hope you weren't sick. How about that? I hope you were, had fun. On my 21st birthday, this was 14 years ago. On my 21st birthday, I went to, Epcot down in Disney World. And the reason I did that was because they have, they call it, it's like a drinking around the world thing, where you can just walk around Epcot and visit all these countries and just get a beer in all these different countries. And that's what I did. I went with my my family, my aunt, who's the best person on planet Earth. Actually, it's a cool little story. She loves beer as well. Her and her husband love beer. And my aunt, I was walking into Epcot, and my aunt called me on my phone. I picked up, and she was like, "Happy birthday, blah, 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 blah." And as I round the corner, she's standing right in front of me on the phone looking at me. And it fucking, I was like, what? It was such a, like a weird moment. But I was like, fuck yeah, it's time to drink some beer. So, yeah, it was a good, it was a, I mean, yeah, she's the best. Still is. She's the best. I get to see her in about a week and a half up in Cincinnati, flying up for my cousin's wedding. So, the wedding's actually at a brewery. Pretty pumped. Yeah, anyway. appreciate that, Jacob. Hope you had a good time. And Lego Star Wars Fan 77. 10 years, time flies. Yeah, absolutely, Lego. Good to see you, man. Time flies. It's really hard to explain. Like, even just... My daughter's 3 years old. She's 3 and a half. And I feel like it was yesterday that, you know, she was born and we took her home from the hospital. It doesn't make sense. Time flies. I started this 10 years ago. I was 25. Just got out of the military. I had no idea what the hell I wanted to do with my life. But it feels like yesterday I put on the helmet and turned on the camera and started talking. So, yeah. Time flies too fast. And it gets faster the older you get, man. Hang on tight. Steven Siller, thank you so much, Steve, for coming in with a final super chat and channel support of the stream. Steve says, where'd it go? Steve says, hey, HG, congrats on the milestone, man. You've been one of the biggest inspirations behind me wanting to start my own channel, so thank you very much. Like I tell my girlfriend, milkshakes are good for the soul. Milkshakes are, yeah, they might be good for the soul. They're not good for the gut or the heart. But they are good. I might have a milkshake every couple years. It's not something I go to very often, but I told my daughter that I was going to make her a milkshake when we got home from school. So she has the best memory ever, man. If I tell her that in 2 weeks we'll have s'mores, we'll make s'mores at a campfire, she's going to remember. She's going to open her eyes in the morning and go, it's been 2 weeks, it's time for s'mores on the campfire. She, especially when it comes to yummy stuff, her memory is rock solid, man. But starting your own YouTube channel, your own channel, your own digital thing is super fun, you know? And that's what it's all about. It's all about having fun. And that's what this channel has since day one. That is the mission. That's the goal. If this thing ever, and it hasn't over the past 10 years. And again, I think it's because I've been healthy with it. I haven't pumped out shit. I haven't ever felt like I needed to make a video or pressured to make a video. You know, I make one or two videos a month if I'm lucky. So, like, I feel like I've been really healthy with it. So, like, making your own channel, man, just make sure you always, you don't feel pressured to make anything. This is probably bad advice for somebody that wants to, like, make YouTube their main thing or their, like, their career, you know? So, if that's your goal, don't listen to me. But, like, I personally think all that comes after the fact, right? Just have fun on the internet. Talk about what you want to talk about. And... you know, maybe that stuff will come, maybe it won't, but the primary thing should be to have fun, you know. So I'm glad this little goofy channel could kickstart your desire to make your own little goofy channel, man. But Steve, cheers, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, go have a milkshake, man. Go have a milkshake for the soul. But, All right, guys, it's time for me to jet. Got to go pick my daughter up from school. I appreciate everybody hanging out with me, letting me reminisce a little bit. I'm going to be doing an all-day live stream sometime soon. It'll be on a Wednesday. I don't know what Wednesday. I'm going to be doing a 10-year anniversary video soon. I wish I was able to do these things, already. But, time, school, being out of town for a few days just didn't line up. So, eventually, I will. But, anyway, it was a good time. We'll do it again. We'll do an all-day 10-year anniversary live stream. And we'll play video games and we'll shoot the shit, and we'll talk about movies, and we'll just be all over the place with that all day live stream. But thanks for hanging out for 10 years, guys. Thanks for the support over the past 10 years. Thanks for going along with the ride, man. It's been a fun one. But all right, everybody who supported the channel today, I can't say thank you enough. Deep down in the parts of my heart. I'm an EMT. I should know what to say, right? But, all right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. And I hope to see you soon. Here's to another 10 years. Cheers, guys. See ya!